AD News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are lower on Wall Street as investors weigh the latest updates on inflation expectations, consumer spending, and corporate earnings. Speaking to the International Monetary Fund, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says President Biden is taking steps to ease the pain of inflation.
It can take time to see the impact of these actions, but we know that they have and will continue to make a meaningful difference.
The government says retail sales were unchanged in September from August, as rising prices for rent and food chipped away at money available for other things. In Raleigh, North Carolina, after five people were shot and killed.
Today we're sad, we're angry, and we want to know the answers to all the questions. Those questions will be answered, some today, and more over time.
That's Governor Roy Cooper. Police say the 15-year-old who fired the shots is in critical condition. He eluded officers for hours, setting off a manhunt across a crime scene that stretched for 2 miles before he was cornered in a home and arrested. Russian President Vladimir Putin expects his troop mobilization for combat in Ukraine to end in about 2 weeks. That would allow him to end the unpopular and chaotic call-up meant to counter Ukrainian battlefield gains and solidify his illegal annexation of Ukrainian property. Senior U.S. officials tell the AP the Defense Department has gotten a request from SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk to take over funding for his satellite network that has provided crucial battlefield communications for Ukrainian military forces during the war with Russia. A United Airlines flight from Chicago to Miami had to return to Chicago's O'Hare Airport when the aircraft struck a bird shortly after takeoff. An explosion inside a coal mine in northern Turkey has trapped dozens of miners. At least 14 others were rescued or were able to get out. Several rescue teams were dispatched to the area. This is AP News. Taiwan lifted all of its coronavirus entry restrictions.
Hong Kong and Taiwan, together with mainland China, have required most visitors to complete a mandatory quarantine period throughout the pandemic. Even as most countries open their borders, visitors are no longer required to quarantine upon entry or take any PCR tests. Instead, they'll need to monitor their health for a week after arriving and obtain a negative result on a rapid antigen test the day they arrive. Dozens of visitors from Thailand were among the first to arrive under the new rules on a flight that landed shortly after midnight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The latest man bites dog story comes from Germany. Police say a man was detained for resisting arrest and for biting a service dog. The dog was not injured. Police say a woman who was with the man who bit the dog punched an officer in the face. A third person was arrested. All three spent the rest of the night in jail to sober up. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.